Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Lion's Den. I'm the king of the jungle and I really wanna rumble tonight. Tell me which one of you girls gonna make it out alive. I'll be jumping from mountain to mountain. Got you flowing like a fountain.
If I didn't want to win, I'd put my paws on you.
All the happy gifts to us. So welcome. Good morning. I hope you enjoyed last night's show where I played many, many, many Christmas tunes. It was a blast. Those of you that had that, wow, as you all know, we had rain, tornadic weather here in the state of Mississippi. So if you've been tuned to your national news, you've been seeing it, or you're living it too. If it wasn't raining, it was a blizzard and snowing, huh? So there's a little snow flurries going on right now in Jackson and the metropolitan area, but the snowflakes aren't sticking. But again, thank you so much for joining Culture Shock Entertainment Reports this morning for Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Next Wednesday, Belinda Bostic will return on January the 2nd. Next year, not just next week, on January 2nd to discuss pheromones. And also check out Belinda Bostic at Slumber Party at BelindaBostic.com. And also remember to catch me on Tuesday as one of Ebony Empress's UK show, Real Talk, right here at BlogTalkRadio.com. I'll be one of her guests. It broadcasts at 8 p.m. UK time and 4 p.m. Central Standard Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all you know, of course, she's a relationship and love expert. And so we will be talking about the arrival of the new year. And I'm quite sure in relationship to love and relationships or lack of. Be sure to tune in. I ask the listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports to support Real Talk also. And thank you to Real Talk listeners who support Culture Shock Entertainment Reports also. You know, we have this UK-US connection thing going on, and we're having a blast with it. So, yes, indeed. Is today your birthday? Happy birthday to you, or if it's your anniversary and so on. Happy anniversary to you also. And if you got engaged yesterday, or if you're preparing to propose for New Year's Eve, or New Year's Day, or Valentine's Day is not far away either, you can do it. No, get those butterflies in your stomach and all that good stuff. Okay, I am attempting to get my switchboard up so I can play more good music and see if anyone's calling and all that good stuff. So thank you again for those of you that joined and listened and chatted in the chat room on last night. It was on air from 9 to like 10:40. And we had a few of songs I play, all the music that I played last night was Christmas tunes, and so play many today also. All except two, I played America, and I played Karen and Sharon, of course. So had a super, super great time. So I am ad-libbing and talking and going on and on and on because I'm getting my switchboard up. You know, this is live radio, and so doing my best not to have any dead air, you know, because if you're like me, you bore. And if you're not like me, you bore. I think it only takes 30 seconds. I remember this book I had written by this television executive, and it was all about making your point within 30 seconds. Because if you don't make your point, and a lot of advertisers know about this, if you don't make your point in 30 seconds, people's minds will wander and go on to thinking about anything and everything pertaining to their life. So doing my best not to let the air get dry and so on. So while I'm getting the switchboard up, and don't want to be on either. That's a pet peeve of mine. And then when I hear myself doing it, I'm like, oh, my God. Do not do all that Congratulations to all the NBA teams that won their respective games. I caught a little bit of the Miami Heat game. Well, a lot of it. I fell asleep on the Lakers game. It was so much bad weather going on. Had a marvelous day, though. I know many of you did, too. Just glad to see the day and celebrate. Oh, one of the listeners chatted to me in the chat room last night saying that the best gift is the gift of love, and I agree with him. The best gift is to give love. And then he also mentioned how people are afraid to love. And that is kind of weird, but people are afraid to love. So, like, wow. Okay, I should have the switchboard up. Like, right about in a... Soon. Come on, switchboard, so we can listen to some more awesome music. And if I can chat in the chat room, and if anyone calls this morning, call in. So next week is New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. And so what are your plans for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day? I love New Year. I just like I love Christmas and Thanksgiving. It's private. Being at home or at church or at a party or at an event. I always love New Year's Eve, like Thanksgiving and Christmas and 4th of July, regardless of what you're doing, Easter, Valentine's Day. You know, if it's simple or just out of the, something just done big top time, it's always fun to me. But what are you doing, single or not? What are you doing? How are you ringing in the new year? Will you be at church praising the Lord? Will you, I was at home last year. I went to church the year before. And let's see, I can't think of a New Year's Eve that I don't like. Because when you're at home, you can watch the television shows. And I love Ryan Seacrest, but also I've always loved watching Dick Clark, Rockin' Eve Party. Always have been a blast, and plus the other shows also. So I am going to pause while I do my best to quickly get this rectified. We can talk about celebrity birthdays. Oh, I talked about this last night. Well, you all have heard it, Jessica Simpson. We've been hearing about it the past few weeks. That she is with child. She tweeted out on yesterday on Christmas via Twitter that she and her fiance Eric Johnson are expecting a baby. And then also yesterday morning, I was sad to hear that Bethany Frankel and her husband Jason Hoppe are planning to divorce. They're like one of my favorite couples, and I've been a big supporter of Bethany's for ages since before she became a reality star. I used to love watching her do healthy cooking segments on the morning shows way long ago, you know. know, whatever works for them, but, you know, wow. Man, that is something. I told my mother, and my mother predicted it. She could see something happening. But, you know, I didn't see that one coming. I figured their differences is what make them tick and make them work also, and then they have so much in common also. So I don't know. I guess stay tuned to that one. Okay. So let's talk about New Year's Eve, you know, preparations and preparing for New Year's Eve, regardless of what you're doing, if you're having an event at your home or just you or a couple people, or if you're going to parties, you know, I do good ideas for singles and couples. But, of course, I am working on getting the screen up, the switchboard up, so we can move slowly. I hope you cannot hear my news. I'll listen to the weather from the other room. Television is on. Yesterday we were in the middle of tornado weather, and the news shows were not coming on, and we were like, oh my God. And then finally we would hear certain what was going on with the weather. But, you know, the news reporters and anchors had yesterday morning off. And so we're listening to all this wind blowing. Like, we didn't know what's going on. And for some information I was getting from my own internet and Android and email, because radio stations do, I have email alerts. And so the television stations were alerting me, especially 16, regarding tornado warnings and watches. I see where the president is cutting his vacation short so he can come back and deal with the physical cliff situation. Okay. Taking a minute for my switchboard to come up. So I'm going to have a moment of silence. I'm going to be quiet for a minute while I'm getting this up. And the next thing you hear will be music, as soon as I get the switchboard up. Oh, I've been working this morning, too. Clutter busting. I know we usually talk about this on Thursdays, preparing and cleaning and organizing, but I've been clutter busting. I have just been busting through publications, papers, et cetera. Clutter, bust the clutter. And if you're a hoarding, bust the hoarding. But I am a big-time clutterer. And I do have a few mags that I know are collectibles. I hope I don't trash them, but, you know, I got to do what I got to do. And if you're Facebook friends with me, then you see I said it on Facebook also. So I'm like, man, okay. The last year, New Year's Eve, it was just my mom and I having a nice New Year's Eve. And one of my friends that I had not seen in a long time, who lives in the metropolitan area of Dallas, he had stopped by earlier that day, so he came back like right before midnight. A platonic friend of mine, longtime friend of mine, though. And so when it was midnight, it was my old friend, former schoolmate, and so on. just pretty much catching up on things and my mom and stuff, just, you know, because I think I was drinking. I think I had something nice, something pleasant to drink, and so I shared that. And that's pretty much, that was simple New Year's Eve last year. The year before, I was in church at my other church I remember at. And that's always a blessing, a fun at the church that I attend to, which I hadn't been to church since my birthday weekend. I thought I was going to go this past Sunday. But we had talked with the First Lady of the church yesterday morning on Facebook. So, you know, of course, we were all wishing one another a happy Merry Christmas and so on. But, you know, I was just talking with one of my Facebook friends, another friend in Dallas, Jennifer Bagley, and she had a status talking about how the year 13 should be a good year. And I really feel that 13 will be an amazing year. Okay, I got my switchboard on. And we opened the show with L. DeBarge Jr.'s song, Welcome to the Lion's Den. You know, he has a new EP, and I profiled him a couple weeks ago. He will be guest soon. I'm thinking January the 3rd. Going to get that confirmed with he and his manager. So shout out to he and his manager, J. Michael. So keep your ears and eyes open also for that. So here's Austin Brown, All I Need, featuring Jack Towns' own David Banner.
I brought you back home, I'm usually alone. My mom was like, who was that? Miss, you'll be gone in a minute, but you didn't, girl, you stuck. And I'm thinking to myself, ooh, wow, that's my luck. I'm thinking I want 7 kids, a dog, a pickup truck. Make a good cushion, I'm wishing, all on a fully flow, that you will play Beyonce and call me Daddy Ho. You all up in my soul, like a bubble on a night shoe. Girl, I might wipe you. Move your decimals in your bank account, change your life too. The fourth finger on your left hand needs some ice too. All we need is some vows, a preacher, and a Bible.
Oh,
from is Austin Brown. It's Austin Brown. That is from his new mixtape. Visit austinbrown.com, and you can download. Hurry up, because you don't know. You know, when artists present things to you for free, download the whole mixtape for free. You know, and amazing tunes from that many that we haven't heard. You know, with the past 2 years that he's been, 3 years he's been dropping awesome music. So, Austin Brown, check him out at SoundCloud, and also like him on Facebook and tweet him on Twitter at Austin Brown, and also subscribe to his YouTube channel, Real Austin Brown. Hey, he sounds a lot like his late uncle Michael, Little Michael, when he was with the Jackson 5, right? I know, that was so awesome. I like that. So let's talk about New Year Eve 2013 on the 6th and Romantic Tip. So the single and not so single, plus continue discussing, hot news, hot entertainment, lifestyle, music stories, okay? So thank you so much. Happy Kwanzaa.
You want me just as like you've never done before.
Prince from the 1999 double album, released 1982. Prince. That was, he was still Prince. Revolution was introduced on that album. Yeah, it was coming together, but it was still Prince. Yes. Hits DMSR, International Lover, 1999. You never need to freshen your memory. yes. Do Me, Baby. I do have it right? That is the right album. I know, because I'm thinking, okay, that's not controversy, is it? New Year's Eve Party for Two. This is from About.com, and it is in the section for newlyweds and love and sex, family, friends, and last but not definitely least, money. Single, because we're talking about, you know, celebrating New Year's Eve on a sexy romantic tip if you're single or not single. And this is for the newlyweds. Single people put lots of pressure on themselves to find someone to kiss at midnight on New Year's Eve. Now that you're married, those worries are behind you. A husband or wife is a built-in date for romantic holidays such as this. You can kick up the romantic notch by hosting a New Year's Eve bash for two. Light the candles and get ready for a passionate start to the new year. Here are some tips on how to pass the evening. Underneath your clothes, start off the new year right by wearing clean, presentable, and sexy lingerie. Leave the granny panties and holy underpants in the back of the drawer. The new underthings you received over the holidays or at your bridal shower will put you in the mood for love. If your partner gets a chance to see what you're wearing under your clothes, he or she will be happy to see you still want to make a good impression. Such gestures are usually rewarded. Hint, hint. On top of things, instead of eating dinner in front of the TV, opt to formally set your dinner table, your dining table. Use tablecloths, linen, napkins, and fine china and silverware if you have it. Make sure everything matches. Create a pretty centerpiece. Roses in a vase or a vase, if you call it a vase, or some evergreen branches from outside. If you have New Year's Eve top hats from the party store, you can use one of them as the vessel for your flowers. Add candlelight for a more romantic effect. Oh, yes, I'm a big proponent of just romanticism. Whatever you decide to put on the table, make it festive and fun. Create a romantic menu. Food is love. Certain food can more easily conjure romance. Aphrodisiacs such as oysters might be right, but even less obvious choices could work. Fondue for two is great because your forks can intertwine. You can easily feed each other. Oh, that is so romantic. Chocolate-covered strawberries are another seductive choice. Of course, champagne must be on the table for New Year's Eve. Think about the dishes the two of you like and how they can be more interactive and get to cooking. If you don't like to spend much time in the kitchen, there's always takeout. Just be sure to put the takeout items in nice dishes to give the meal a more elegant feel. Tell secrets. Share your secret wishes for the new year with your spouse. When the clock strikes midnight, hand each other pieces of paper with the hopes you have for your life together. Play games. Monopoly and bingo would do. But if you are in a frisky mood, you can always go for a strip poker or truth or dare. I love me some truth or dare. The point is to have fun. Get in. I've been vibing some dares, and truth or dares been coming my way recently. So are you sure you want a truth or dare me? The point is to have fun, get intimate, and enjoy each other's company. The good stuff. Finally, you can plan a smooch on your spouse at 12 o'clock in the morning on January the 1st. If that leads to other things, all the better. Most newlyweds know how to take it from here, so there's no need for further explanation, and a happy new year it will be. So those are some pretty cool tips for the newlyweds. And that's at about.com, and I've posted on Facebook and tweeted it out also. There's information regarding European New Year's celebrations. And then also, this is something from J. Allen Matchmaking. Ideas for a romantic New Year's Eve. Let's see. So jallenmatch.com. This is from his blog earlier in the year, but it's all about ideas for a romantic New Year's Eve. And he suggests if you are celebrating the New Year with a new special someone, there are some fun and different ways to do that. Title First Nights and Pub Crawls. Here are some ideas from J. Allen Matchmaking for fun and memorial New Year's Eve date. Ski all night. Drive to a ski resort or book a hotel room or two and spend the night skiing. At midnight, you can gather with other skiers in the lodge or go to your room for a private New Year's celebration. Celebrating New Year's Eve skiing is a unique way to ring in the new year. And also, you can make reservations. New Year's Eve is great for a romantic dinner. But be sure to make reservations. You don't necessarily have to go to a fancy place. You can skip the overpriced places and go somewhere fun. And then dance the night away. Some of the most fun dates are those spent dancing. If you are really trying to get to that woman's heart, the guys are same sex, take her dancing. It doesn't need to be some exclusive fancy club and dive bar that plays blues and has a dance floor that can be some of the most memorial time. Bring expensive champagne if you like, and vice versa. Ladies, if you're trying to get to the guy's heart, you know, because we do try to get to the guy's heart, too. You know, some people aren't for that, but there are some women that, hey, I'm not going to be sitting around. I'm going to get to this guy's heart. Look good and sexy. Even if you're not planning to go anywhere on New Year's Eve, don't deny yourself the pleasure of wearing something sparkly or a little bit sexy. You should look good. Your date would definitely notice and appreciate the extra effort, and it adds to the atmosphere. I'm working on that. I'm doing like a self makeover, and most definitely I'm focusing on looking good. I feel good on the inside, so I'm focusing on looking good on the outside. There was a time when I was so superficial, always focused on looking good on the outside. You have to take care of that inside also. Take care of that ugliness that some of us have, well, most of us really. Okay, back to the New Year's Eve topics. Look good, I mentioned look good and sexy. Have a living room picnic. Oh, my God, I love picnics. Every kind of picnic I love. Make a romantic picnic meal in front of the fire in your living room, replete with candles and champagne. Have loads of pillows. So comfy. And make the area cozy and comfortable. If you are watching the NYE countdown, you need to at least do it right. Wear a festive hat and be sure to kiss every time Ryan, goes to commercial and says New Year's Eve. Drink champagne. The key to a perfect New Year's Eve is the setting. Stage a romantic New Year's walk. All you need is a bottle of champagne, two glasses, and someone that you really, 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 really like. And if you don't have a date for this New Year's Eve, make it your last time. And J. Allen Matchmaking says contact J. Allen Matchmaking so they can match you. So that's a good plug. So those are some sweet, romantic, sexy tips and tweeting it out and all that good stuff. So that's all in regards to sexy dating on New Year's Eve. So I don't disagree with those topics. I mean, well, with those tips. So let's see. Okay, just checking out a little bit more of that. Good tips. I'm just hurrying up. I shouldn't be doing this on air, but subscribing to that blog. So that should be interesting right there. Now those are good tips for married couples or newlywed couples, singles, and all. Okay, so let's move on. Again, thank you. And remember, Belinda Bostic, next Wednesday. It's going to be fun. Remember me, Beth, a.k.a. Be True, will be a guest on Real Talk, presented by Ebony Empress. Okay, romantic New Year's Eve party ideas. Here's some more, courtesy of helium.com. Today is gonna is a big shopping day again, a big return day also. Northport Mall here in outside of Jackson Ridge is opening at 9. We open 9 and 9, but the department stores, you know, not sure about their time. Romantic New Year's Eve ideas. Let's see. Here's an article written by Sandra Piddock. Okay. New Year's Eve is a time for romantic, but it is also a time which most of us want to spend with special friends or family members, and it is a good excuse for dressing up, either in fancy dress or your best bib and tucker. Can you keep everyone happy, including the love of your life? Yes, you can, and here's how. For a fancy dress party to be a real success, it needs a theme. If the theme is famous couples, past and present, you and your guests can share some great quality time in deciding on your outfit. How about Anthony and Cleopatra, Romeo and Juliet, Posh and Bex, Jordan and Andre? Well, they're not together anymore. The list is endless. Even people who don't really do fancy dress can join in this one. They can come as the Queen and Prince Philip, for instance, and dress up to the nines and just a hint of fancy dress. Say a tiara for her and a naval officer's cap for him. You may like to compile a list of suggestions to give your guests for thought. Have someone announce the guests so that nobody suffers the indignity and embarrassment of being asked who they are supposed to be. Also, being pampered in this way puts their guests in the mood for romance and from the word go. Present each lady with a small posy of fresh, sweet-smelling flowers on arrival and serve sparkling rose wine as a welcoming drink or pink champagne if money's no object. That should put everyone in the mood for love. Continuing the theme of couples and ensure your guests mingle by having a picture quiz. During the day, make up posters with your questions and spread them around the house. You could cut photos of famous couples in half, mix them up, and ask your guests to reunite. Or make up cryptic clues to film, books, or TV programs where the answer is a couple or double A. This can be done between Christmas and New Year, and you can have as many or as few questions as you wish. This is a real icebreaker. As I know from experience, this is the writer talking, within an hour of arrival, everyone would be mingling. Ask your questions to the quiz in pairs and give a small prize for the winner. Serve easy-to-eat food that doesn't require a balancing act of plates, cutlery, napkins, and glasses, simple non-sticky finger foods such as cheese, the mandarin, oranges on sticks, many quiches, tiny sandwiches, and small chicken satays can be picked up as and when required, leaving your guests a hand free to stroke lovingly down their partner's cheek. Provide plenty to drink, but make sure there are non-alcoholic alternatives such as fruit juices, mineral water, and sparkling grape juice. Some of your guests may be driving, and others may want to limit their consumption of alcohol in order to fully appreciate what's going on around them. Have a nice mixture of music for dancing, like I have a nice mixture here in the show, of smooching and just easy listening. Keep Status Quo and Pink Floyd for your next party. They may be great musicians, but they don't really fit the romantic model you've worked for. One last thing, enjoy the party yourself and make sure you're not too busy entertaining to pay plenty attention to your partner. So happy New Year, and that was composed, authored by Sandra Piddock. So, of course, I'm putting this on Facebook also. So, these are some pretty interesting party ideas and tips, or New Year's Eve ideas and tips and ways to celebrate the new year. 2013, single or not single, looking or not looking, you know, so put it out on Twitter also. So thank you to my new followers and those that I network on different social networking sites, LinkedIn and Facebook and, of course, Twitter and Instagram and Tumblr, Pinterest, of course. I was having a blast of a super good time doing my Pinterest and networking on Pinterest. Always fun. But again, I thank you so much for tuning in. I had left the switchboard for a minute, so if you're on hold, please be patient because I'm on my way back to the switchboard. I left the switchboard so I could read the note. Yay! Yay! We have been experiencing really warm weather, too, until just recently. When it rained the other day, that's when the temperature really started dropping. And then, you know, but, you know, that's when the tornadoes really get terrible. When, wow, the meteorologists sure predicted those tornadoes. I was praying that they not had happened, but they sure happened. I know it was just terrible. The wind was just blowing. I went out in the rain, checking, making sure that my pooches were comfortable and everything. It was just, it was something. They were comfortable, but wow. Cinnamon, Cinnamon. I was like, oh my God, Cinnamon, because she was outside her house, and I was like, get back in your house. Okay. Live streaming will discontinue in about a minute, but we still have some time to broadcast. Here's Abby Shore. yay. Yay, yay. Well, I love it. Here is First Noel, Lady Antebellum. Birthday with actor, rock singer Jared Leto. He's 41 years young today. He's a southerner. He is a native of Bossier City, Louisiana, right outside of Shreveport. Only about 3 hours away from Jackson. And then there's Carol Spinney, actor, Big Bird on Sesame Street, 79. Abdul Duke Fakir, R&B singer, the Four Tops. Phil Spector, today is his 76th birthday. John Walsh, TV host, America's Most Wanted, 67. Carlton Fisk, Baseball Hall of Famer, in 65. Ozzy Smith, Baseball Hall of Famer, 58. David Sedaris, humorist, is 56. And Lars Ulrich, rock musician of, you all don't even have to say the name, Metallica, he's 49. Beth Bears, actress, Two Broke Girls, is 27. And rock singer, Chris Daughtry, American Idol, turns 33 today. And a highlight in today's history, courtesy of AP and Dallas Morning News, is on this day in 04, two tsunami triggered by a powerful earthquake beneath the Indian Ocean left more than 216,000 people dead or missing, mostly in southern Asia. In 1799, George Washington was eulogized by Colonel Henry Lee as first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. 1865, James H. Nask, son of Franklin, Massachusetts, received a patent for a coffee percolator. In 1893, Chinese communist leader Mao Zedong was born in Hunan province. 1908, Jack Johnson. Yes, I'm a big boxing lover. Those of you know this. Jack Johnson became the first black heavyweight boxing champion when he knocked out Tommy Burns in Sydney, Australia. This is in 1908. 1917, the U.S. government took over operation of the nation's railroads. In 1944, Tennessee Williams played the Glazurin Menagerie, premiered at the Civic Theater in Chicago. 1947, heavy snow blanketed the Northeast, burned New York City under 25.8 inches in snow in 16 hours. The severe weather was blamed for some 80 deaths. And then in 72, Harry S. Truman, the 33rd president of the United States, died in Kansas City, Missouri, at age 88. And in 96, six-year-old beauty queen JonBenet Ramsey was found beaten and strangled in the basement of the family's home in Boulder, Colorado. The slaying remains unsolved. And in 04, Peyton Manning of the Indianapolis Colts broke Dan Marino's single-season touchdown pass record when he threw his 48th and 49th of the season in a victory over San Diego. And in 06, Gerald R. Ford, the 38th president of the United States, died in Rancho Mirage, California, at age 93. So those are history facts in regards to highlights in today history. NBA Daily headlines, Clippers, Heat, Lakers get win on Christmas Day. So, and also happy birthday again, like I said before. Also, Best of Smart People talks about how well do you know your portion sizes? So check out smartpeople.com. Okay. Here's some more tips. There's a lot of tips. A lot of stuff I'm looking at now are like things to do and on. In New York and others. There's this one few tips I was getting ready to share, but you all know how much I love Ant-Man. Ant-Man always shares some awesome tips. And you can see what Cosmopolitan is saying also in regards to celebrating New Year's Eve romantically, if you're single or not. Again, thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Top 10 New Year's Eve ideas. And this is from Ask Men. If you and your woman, guys, wish to celebrate New Year's Eve in style, then here are 10 ways to crystallize the moment and pop into the new year. From the wild to the tame, this list has something for everyone. Number 10, nothing comes close to getting away for a couple of days. If you plan early enough, you can find great bargains at some marvelous locations for partying or some R&R. Go skiing for a couple of days, check up in some cottage up north, or simply head out to a friend's place with your woman. Number 9, imagine inviting family members from your side and hers to one of your places for dinner or to a restaurant. Surely not something to do in a brand new relationship, but definitely a great icebreaker for couples who wish to take their union to the next level. And then number 8, turn everything off, shun the parties, and avoid the hassle of a trip by staying home for a quiet and romantic dinner. If you turn anything on, make it some mellow classical music. The holidays are a good time to take it easy. Anyway, so sit back, relax, and enjoy each other's company. Number 7, invite each of your close friends, get together, and blend the two circles. to see whether they jive. Add some liquor, good music, and delectable food to the mix, and the chips will fall into place. Number six, nothing comes close to sitting in front of a fire with your girlfriend or your wife, guys, sipping on some wine and reflecting on the past year. Share your ups and downs, exchange resolutions with one another, and try to help each other persevere in the year ahead. And visit askman.com and sign up for the free weekly newsletter also. Ladies, you see, there's nothing wrong with reading the guys' books. They sure read ours, Cosmopolitan and all that. Number five, this is a perennial favorite. Invite some friends along and go club hopping. Just make sure that you are with your loved one when the clock strikes midnight. Champagne, anyone? Number four, invite friends, colleagues, and family for some royal treatment at your place. You can cook or make it potluck, where guests bring along a dish or two. Open your wine cellar to friends. Stock up the bar and go wild. Number three, find out whether any masquerades, dances, or other such events are being planned in your area. Your girlfriend will love the effort, guys. And the fact that you are taking her to another world for a night where you'll both be tempted to loosen up and lose your inhibitions. Number two, planning a trip may be a bit of a headache, but nothing else will matter once you are sitting on a bench with a warm, thin, white sand under your feet and sun soothing your skin. Toast the new year by the ocean. I love the beach. Number one, do something adventurous. Find out what your significant other has always wanted to do and just do it. You live once, so may as well live life to the fullest. And at the start of the year, you feel like you're on top of the world. Pick one, but make sure you think about it carefully. After all, midnight only strikes once. Where do you wish to be? Wow, good point. Those are some awesome tips. And that is from Ask Man. And I'm tweeting it out and putting it on Facebook and Google Plusing it. You know. And these are like ideas. I know that many of us say, okay, I knew this. I knew that. But sometimes we just go blank, do we not? Ladies and guys, gents and ladies, gents and dolls. Remember, man, shout out to everyone that sent me invites regarding their New Year's Eve parties. Also, I think like one of my first invites was to Australia. So my Aussie friends have an awesome, awesome time at your New Year's Eve events. And I'm going to go down in the near future to different New Year's Eve invites that I know about worldwide from my worldwide friends, especially my Facebook friends. Look, my friends at LeBaire Dallas, they are celebrating New Year's Eve. And admission is only 30 in advance and 35 at the door. And there will be ladies. The guys won't be alone. There will be ladies also, lady performers. And also, if I'm not mistaken, a comedian, my friend Tony Rock, who I love to network with, Tony Rock will be also at the Glass Lounge in Dallas, Texas. Oh, man. I mean, there's like, I'm just talking on top of my head. I think I received an invite to a New Year's Eve party here. If I'm not mistaken, I want to say it's the Martini Room. If I get invites from you, I talk about those events, or I honestly, if you're Facebook friends with me, you know if you send me an invite or something regarding your show or tour or whatever, I share your information on my page because that's what it's all about, networking and spreading the word. And I am so thankful to those of you that spread the word, especially my European listeners. Well, my listeners here also, what's up, Power 105 in New York, that spread the word regarding Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports also right here. But I'm going to make it my business to let people know about these New Year's Eve parties. Also, my friends in L.A. I've received many invites to New Year's Eve parties in Los Angeles and San Francisco and so on, and Miami, and, of course, Minneapolis. Y'all should if you're in Minneapolis, I'll be visiting Minneapolis. I advise you to network with spectacular DJ Linka Paris. Linka Paris knows. Chris Starr, musician, Chris Starr knows. They can keep you updated and in the know regarding what's going on in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. So, yeah, so I'm going to make it my business. You guys call in also and let people know what's up. What's up in your city for New Year's Eve? Also, there are many of my friends who are in the fashion industry and beauty industry that are working on amazing projects, and some of us need advice regarding what to wear and what not to wear and dress under or overdress. Because I know a lot of invites, especially those in Dallas, they want people to dress to the nines, baby, you know, represent what you're all about. So, you know, it's important to know also what the events that you're going to, if there's a dress requirement also. So, let's see. Just trying to see if there's any other. There are a lot of let's see. I just want to see. There's New Year's Eve getaways where you might want to get away. HomeAway.com. You might also want to get away. And let me go close to New Orleans. I know my friends and I. I spent a few New Year's Eves in New Orleans, or a couple at least, being so close to New Orleans that we would drive to New Orleans for New Year's Eve or for Mardi Gras. You know, Mardi Gras isn't too far. Matter of fact, it seemed like Mardi Gras is going to be going on during the Super Bowl. If I'm not mistaken, Mardi Gras will be kicking off right when it's time for the Super Bowl. So New Orleans is going to be like, just like exploding in February. New Year's Eve romantic getaways. If you're tired of the same old local New Year's celebrations, skip the overpriced parties and plan a weekend away. You know, that's it, just bottom line. Keep reading for tempting romantic ideas across the country for your New Year's Eve romantic getaway. You can go to places like Lake Placid, New York, if you're looking for a quiet place to snuggle up with your sweetie. Consider a cabin. Oh, my God, I love cabins. A bottle of wine. I mean, I would love to go. If you're Facebook friends with me, you see, with me, you see, I love sharing. Like, oh my God, it's all my friends and I. I have friends that have cabins here in Mississippi, though. There's a lot of cabin places. I just haven't gone. I think I could really get some lightness and sketching down if I go to a cabin. A bottle of wine and hot crack and fireplace in the Adirondacks. Vacation rentals in Lake Placid come equipped with a range of amenities to set the mood, including fireplaces, hot tubs, and king-size bed. In Chicago, if your idea of a romantic escape is exploring a new city, head to Chicago. Rent a condo in a skyscraper and raise a glass of champagne to the twinkling city below you. This city also has great restaurant and nightlife scene if you're looking to dance the night away. Then there's Maui, Hawaii. Nothing screams romance like Hawaii. Surprise your loved ones with a New Year's getaway to Hawaii that they won't soon forget. All your troubles will be left at home when you sit in the oceanfront villa. Love villas. Now, that I've been to. For your relaxing escape without snow in sight. New Orleans, if there's one city that has a real reputation for partying, it's New Orleans. Plan New Year's Eve romantic getaways in the city. Your trip can be full of jazz music, Cajun flavors, and sultry nights. New Orleans knows how to throw a party. So expect the best here on New Year's. Stowe, Vermont, are you an active couple? If so, you might want your New Year's getaway to be both romantic and adventurous. Choose a cozy cabin rental in Stowe, and you can hit the slopes by day and sip glasses of wine by night. Look for rentals that have extra special amenities like wood-burning fireplaces. And then there's Miami. Interested in working on your tan on New Year's Day? If so, hop a plan. You know, because like yesterday, it was 83 in Miami. If so, hop a plan for Miami. Gorgeous beaches will be right on the doorstep of your Miami condo, allowing you to swim, sunbathe, and relax together. When you're looking for more heat, there is an incredible nightclub and dining scene of South Beach to satisfy any craving. Then there's Lake Tahoe. When you're looking for a vacation rental in Lake Tahoe, keep an eye open for romantic cabins that offer sweeping mountain views as well as ski-in, ski-out access if you're interested in hitting the slopes. And then there's Carmel, California. Now, that's where Clint Eastwood and his wife lives, right? If you're looking for charm, this California destination has long lured couples looking for an intimate place to get romantic. Ring in the new year by preparing a special meal in your rental. And don't forget the local Californian wine. And then there's Savannah, Georgia. Another of the most charming destinations in the country is Savannah. Here you can have a warm weather celebration in one of the most beautiful cities in America. Choose a rental with historical character to elevate your trip even further. Spend a night in or head out to listen to jazz and dine on a local southern cooking. New York City. New York celebrations should be all about breaking out of your regular habits. New York City provides many excuses to do so, with cuisine from every corner of the planet, live music, clubs, and just an electric street. New York City has to be one of the most romantic and famous places to ring in the new year. Wow. Matter of fact, I met a couple back in October when I was volunteering at the Republican booth at the fair, and they met on New Year's Eve in New York. He was a soldier, and she was visiting her sister. And they're still together like 53 years later. I love to hear romance stories. And so that was like an awesome love story that they shared with me. And I thought that was so weird because she happened to have been, he considered himself a playboy at the time, wasn't thinking about getting married. And the Mrs., she was engaged to someone else when they met. So here he is, a playboy, and here she was engaged to someone else. But, you know, they fell in love, and, you know, the story, that's the rest of the story. They fell in love, and 53 years later, they still married. The playboy and the engaged young lady. So that is something, really. But thank you so much for tuning in, spending some time with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports this morning. Next week we're going to have our friend, Belinda Bostic, and I am so excited because we always have a good time when Belinda comes and talk about different things. And so next week we're talking about pheromones, pheromone. So I'm looking at Wikipedia, so I'm going to share with you what pheromones are. I have always been intrigued with pheromones ever since I was ever since I was young. I was, you know, like stuff, you know. Pheromones, okay. From Greek, to bear, and hormone, from Greek, impetus. It's a created or excreted chemical factor that triggers a social response in members of the same species. Pheromones are chemicals capable of acting outside the body of the secreting individual to impact the behavior of the receiving individual. There are alarm pheromones, food trail pheromones, sex pheromones. So, of course, we're going to be talking about sex pheromones. And many others that affect behavior or physiology. Their use among insects has been particularly well documented. In addition, some vertebrates and plants communicate by using pheromones. Background. The term pheromone was introduced by Peter Carlson and Martin Luxer in 1959, based on the Greek word pheron, to transport, and hormone, to stimulate. They also are sometimes classified as ectohormones. There were research earlier by various scientists, including John Henry Vebre, Joseph A. Lintner, Adolphe Boutonnet, and the prominent histologist Carl von Frentz, who called them various names like alarm substances. These chemical messengers are transported outside the body and result in a direct developmental effect on hormone levels or behavior change. They propose a term to describe chemical signals from conspecifics that elicit innate behavior soon after the German biochemist Adolf Boutonnet characterized the first such chemical bombicol, a chemical well-characterized pheromone released by the female silkworm to attract mates. I know Prince is a big proponent in pheromones also. Limits are, and really, if you shop at Aveda, you know, Aveda can put together, like, fragrance for you, all that that relate to your own natural scent, which are pretty much pheromones. So when Belinda comes next week, we're going to talk about pheromones, and also some parties have a product of you know, pheromones. So she's going to go in detail and tell us all about it. There are physical limits on the practical size for organisms employing pheromones. Because at small size pheromones, diffusions away from the source organisms faster than it can be produced, and a suitable concentration accumulates too slowly to be useful. So bacteria are too small to use pheromones as sex attractants on an individual basis, but do use them to determine the local population density of similar organisms and control behaviors that take more time to execute. Quorum sensing are to promote natural competence for the transformation genetics, example, sexual gene transfer. In similar manner, the simple animals, rotifers, are, it appears, also too small for females to lay down a useful trail. But in the slightly larger copepods, the female leaves a trail that a male can follow. Types, there's aggregation. Aggregation pheromones function in defense against predators, mate selection, and overcoming host resistance by mass attack. A group of individuals at one location is referred to as an aggregation, whether consistent of one sex or both sexes. Male-produced sex attractants have been called aggregation pheromones because they usually result in the arrival of both sexes at a calling site and increase the density of composites surrounding the pheromone source. Most sex pheromones are produced by the females, and small percentage of sex attractants are produced by males. Aggregation pheromones have been found in members of the Coleoptera, Diptera, Hemiptera, Dictyoptera, and Orthoptera. In recent decades, the importance of applying congregation pheromones in the management of the boll weevil, Anthonomus grandis, stored product weevils, Cetophilus zimus, I hope I'm saying that right, Cetophilus granarius, Cetophilus, J, and P, and Bean Weaver, Cetona lenatus has been demonstrated. Aggregation pheromones are among the most ecologically selective pest suppression methods. They are non-toxic and effective at very low concentrations. Whew! Alarm. Some species release a volatile substance when attacked by a predator that can trigger flight in aphids or aggression in ants, bees, and termites. In members of the same species, pheromones also exist in plants. Certain plants emit alarm pheromones when grazed or bone, resulting in tannin production in neighboring plants. These tannins make the plants less appetizing for the herbivore. Epidiotic pheromones are different from territorial pheromones. When it comes to insects, Fabry observed and noted how females who lay eggs in these fruits deposit these mysterious substances in the vicinity of their clutch to signal to other females of the same species they should clutch elsewhere. Release of pheromones are pheromones that cause alteration in the behavior of the recipient. For example, some organisms use powerful attractive molecules to attract mates from a distance of 2 miles or more. In general, this type of pheromone elicits a rapid response, but is quickly degraded. In contrast, a primal pheromone has a slower onset and longer duration. For example, a rabbit mother's release mammary pheromones that trigger immediate nursing behaviors by their babies. And then signal pheromones cause short-term changes, such as the neurotransmitter release that activates a response. For instance, a GnRH molecule functions as a neutral transmitter in rats to elicit lordosis behavior. Then there's primer. Primer pheromones trigger a change of developmental events in which they differ from all of other pheromones, which trigger a change in behavior. Then there's territorial. Laid down in the environment, territorial pheromones mark the boundaries of an organism's territory. In cats and dogs, these hormones are present in the urine, which they deposit on landmarks, serving to mark the perimeter of the claimed territory. In social seabirds, the green glad is used to mark nests, nuptial gifts, and territorial boundaries. Behavior formally described as displacement activity. Then there's trail. Trail pheromones are common in social insects. For example, ants mark their paths with these pheromones, which are volatile hydrocarbons. Certain ants lay down an initial trail of pheromones as they return to the nest with food. This trailer tracks other ants and service guide. As long as the food source remains, the pheromone trail will be continuously renewed. The pheromone must be continuously renewed because it evaporates quickly. When the supply begins to dwindle, the trail may cease, and in at least one species of an ant trail that no longer lead to food are also more repellent pheromone. Information pheromones are indicative of animals' identity or territory. For example, dogs and cats deposit chemicals in and around their territory, which then serve as an indicator for other members of the species about the presence of the occupant in that territory. Sex, and this is what we're going to be talking about, sex pheromones. An animal's sex pheromones indicate the availability of the female for breeding. Male animals may also emit pheromones that convey information about their species and genotype. At the microscopic level, a number of bacterial species, example, Bacillus subtilis, Streptococcus pneumoniae, Bacillus cereus, release specific chemicals into the surrounding media to induce a competent state in neighboring bacteria. Competence is a physiological state that allows bacterial cells to take up DNA for other cells and incorporate the DNA into their own genome, a sexual process called transformation. Among eukaryotic microorganisms, pheromones promote sexual interaction in a number of species. These species include the yeast, Saccharomyces cerevisiae, the filamentous fungi Neurospora crassa, and Mucormucidae. The water mole Acala ambisexualis, the aquatic fungus Alomyces microgenus, the slime mold Dictyostelium discoideum, the ciliate protozoan Pharosema, Japonicum, and the multicellular green alga Volvox cartera. In addition, male copepods can follow a three-dimensional pheromone trail left by a swimming female, and male gametes of many animals use a pheromone to help find a female gamete for fertilization. Many insect species, such as the ant, Leptothorax acervorum, release sex pheromones to attract the male, and many lepidopterans, moths, and butterflies can detect their potential mate from as far as 10 kilometers, 6.2 miles. Traps containing pheromones are used by farmers to detect and monitor insect populations in orchards. Pheromones are also used in the detection of oysters and sores. Spore pheromones are sprayed into the sty, and those sows that exhibit sexual arousal are known to be currently available for breeding. Sea urchins release pheromones into the surrounding water, then a chemical message that triggers other urchins in the colony to eject their sex cells simultaneously. There's other information also. This classification based on effects and behavior remains artificial. Pheromones fill many additional functions. National pheromones for the worker bees, the royal pheromones of bees, common appeasement pheromones, mammals, nichromones given by a deceased and decomposing organism consist of oleic and linoleic acids. They allow crustaceans and exopods to identify the presence of dead conspecifics. And it goes on and on, but we're going to be talking about men and women, human beings, as it relates to sexual pheromones, as it relates to human sexuality. And so Belinda was talking about it on her Facebook page the other day about how she had been researching pheromones, and there's always been a topic that intrigued me. So I'm like, hey, let's talk about it. So that's going to be what we're going to be talking about on Wednesday. And, of course, the Flubber Party's product, which those of you that feel like you are not producing the pheromones the way you should so you can attract the opposite sex or the same sex or what, there's a project for that on the Slumber Party line. So we're going to be talking about pheromones, and, of course, she will be talking about Slumber Parties and the Slumber Party pheromones that she also markets. So it should be a fun and interesting live broadcast next Wednesday morning, bright and early. You know, in 2013, yay! So our next talk will be on Thursday for a terrific Thursday, and, of course, Friday, Sports Friday, and Saturday would be starting early. And Monday would be New Year's Eve. So it should be a blast of a good time. Good time show. Really looking forward to it. Always looking forward to it, you know. So, yay. So here's another one by Ella DeBarge. Have you come in?
Tonight, cause you came to my house with no panties on. I took the clock and it's 4 in the night. Ain't no reason I ask, turn it over, girl, show me that ass. And let's boom, boom, boom. Ain't no way we gon' make it to the room. Let me consume your body, baby. Best thing you ever had. If your ex nigga so mad, if not good, look at the goodness. We doing everything on the wish I could list. I'm gonna make this endless. I'm gonna max out.
thank you again for tuning in to Matters of the Heart Wednesday for the Shark Entertainment Report. Happy Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa, happy holidays. Wishing you and yours a happy NYE 2013, and of course, an amazingly blessed 2013. Thank you for supporting Cut the Shark Entertainment Report and networking with me. It's just been a blast. We have some awesome interviews that are coming up and topics also. And love for you to call and chat more also. Remember to create your listener profile account so you can chat in the chat room and interact within the blogtalkradio.com community. So, again, thank you and best wishes to you and yours. You are appreciated, most definitely. Here's Six Dream Woody. Merry Christmas, GIs.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I., this one's for you. Merry Christmas, G.I., for all the things you do. We're gonna take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Hope yours is sleeping warm. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, G.I. All the things you do.
Entertainment Report. May God continue blessing you and yours. Thank you.